It's music time in Africa.
Hey, hey, hello, Dumelang. This is Heather Maxwell from Washington, bringing you the world's best Pan-African music. Today's program offers current and classic songs from South Africa, Mali, Benin, Guinea-Bissau, and Ghana. Get hip to what's good in Maskandi, House, Wasulung, Hip Life, Reggae, Motswana, Mande Fusion, and more. Ghanaian reggae star Rocky Dawuni joins me by phone from Los Angeles to talk about his new single, African Thriller, a song he says represents what modern Africa is all about. We'll hear that song and others by Rocky and a few more great Ghanaian tunes that are introduced by another studio guest joining us, VOA colleague and friend Peter Clotty. There's Fan Mail with Gwen, and as always, an oldie from the 1970s that you're gonna love. So keep it locked right here with me all hour long. From South Africa, here's Mangase, a Maskandi tune by one of South Africa's greatest musical exports, the late Shaluza Max. Shaluza passed away in January 2014, but he's remembered for his original style of Zulu Maskandi music.
Sengathi indaba yami nayo isophelele emajajeni.
Yeah. You're listening to Africa through its own music. Stay locked in right here on Music Time in Africa.
Hello, everybody. Heather here. We just listened to Mangase, a massive 2002 hit all across South Africa by the late Shaluza Max. Now we turn to Umu. Umu Sangare, that is, from Mali. This is Dugu Kamalimba, a 1989 Wasalung classic. It's about polygamy, and Umu openly criticizes the widely practiced tradition in Mali. Oh, the youth of Mali, Umu Sangare is greeting you, she sings. Listen hard to what I have to say. Be careful of the skirt chaser. They'll marry you with all the sweet words of the world.
ni don na ga bollero o balu poli di mali din ma wala yi ko tu ma na melo wi wi ga ni do na goro wariro o balu poli di mali din ma tebero ko tu ma na melo ma wi ga ni don na brasilero o balu poli di mali din ma wala yi ko tu ma na melo wi wi ga bi jeyi mo negela wi ka mere mbayi mo negena o balu ala le dure no wi wi ga mo sei mo ti nyala sumuru bayi mo negena balu ala le duren nui fika jamana dam so polo ku ala ini nyene ka so muso ye ala ini nyen ka tujo muso ye mana ke ni beta bila manyi ni ala ini nye de wolo muso ye kuru muso si te bangi muso bo fika abeta so bana kuru ala ini nyene ka tere muso ye sabero muso si te tere muso bo mana ke abeta nani manyi ni ala ini nye muso nji ni nye para muso bo kaune ganne gantinya pepe mo balu se te muso yesa kanene kanene kanela ina mo balu ala le dure ninda
It's Heather. I'm with you, people. And that was Umu Sangare with her 1989 classic, Dugu Kamalemba.
Well, I'm on my way to Bamako, gonna leave behind the ice and snow. On my way to Bamako, to see what I can see.
I'm Habib Kwate. You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate. Great musician, by the way. Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate. Gonna meet his family.
All right, thanks for the plug, fellas. Now this week, music from Ghana is what's up. The showstopper is Rocky Dawuni's new reggae dancehall number, African Thriller. Rocky joins me via telephone from Los Angeles to talk about his new single and reminisces about his big break back in the day. But we also have VOA reporter Peter Klotti, also from Ghana, joining us to introduce a few other great Ghanaian songs. Of course, there's more music, too, from Benin, Nigeria, Guinea-Bissau, and South Africa. There's fan mail, the oldie. Jeez, it's a great show, lovers. So commit. Sit back. Relax. Oh, and before I forget, big announcement here. A winner from a music challenge I threw out several weeks ago. Remember this song by Magic System? I asked you who is the featured female singer. Finally, we got a winner. From Toyandu, Limpopo Province, South Africa, a big congratulations to Mr. Magina Mboswobeni, who identified her correctly as Brenda Fassi. Magina, it was fun chatting with you on the phone. A big hello to you and your friends and family there in Toyandu. And your t-shirt and other little VOA goodies are on their way. Okay, let's get back to the music. Turning to current Benin for a moment, let's kick it with this charming, jazzy soul groove by Paris-based artist Patrick Ruffino.
Me fi e mi wa e be vovo e mi bia chobo wa o mi manjo tagba ho mi manjo wegbe ho cho mendele no wa lo bono cho me de bolu mendele no wa lo bono cho I love you, I don't let
kuno ye biji
alo papa do kodo
we ito kono kono ye bise
ni manjo tagba o ni manjo we befo
was Patrick Ruffino, track 11 from his 2013 album, Sato.
Hi, Willy Nubians, and you're listening to
Music Time,
Music Time. Africa.
On Voice of America with Heather Maxwell. Stay tuned.
Do you love music from Africa and the world? VOA has the latest hits, interviews with the artists, and we are glad to take your requests. The Voice of America has what you're looking for. We have music shows to please everyone. Join us on the radio or on the internet to listen day or night. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on your favorite program. Just follow your ears. Music from Africa and the world. We've got it on VOA.
VOA. Now it's time to dig into the music of Ghana. Here with me to introduce Bye Bye, a current hip life tune by award-winning rapper Asem, is Voice of America reporter Peter Clotty.
Peter, tell me about this song, Bye Bye.
Well, basically, this guy is talking about his love and that he's so in love with this girl mm-hmm. that if this girl is not around, he thinks so deeply about her and grows lean. So deep.
Now that's by Asem, and it's featuring Kwabena Kwabena. And he's been around for a real long time, Kwabena.
Yes, Kwabena Kwabena is seen in Ghana as Mr. Loverman, as I should say, because he sings all these crooner kind of music for the ladies.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I like it.
When he sings, the ladies go crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's a ladies' man.
I see.
Yeah. Almost all his songs are love songs. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the men appreciate it too, yeah. right?
Yes, they do.
They play it for their girlfriends.
There you go. So he's basically the ambassador for men to women because he propagates their message. And, you know, when men play their music, you know, without saying anything, the ladies know what they want.
Very sweet.
I don't know what that was.
Hey.
That's a good one.
This one's for the one in love, and for the one who's found that one and placed no one above. I send many cup in I worry for one more, I'm a chimp in so I'll definitely work to me in the winter. This one is for you.
I do yes, you tell me what for, you tell me what for me, you ding. I didn't done that to me, I church in me, I'm a bitch in Miami, though. Inti watwa hukwe, minye dengi. Mite, mite na, sauni mzauni wa metano. Uwadindi anebeku mia, mama fo waka yatiae. Minye dengi, inti mito hukwe.
believe she's leaving. I can't believe it's already midnight. I can't believe we at the airport. I can't believe she's about to take flight. She's leaving on the jet plane, and I don't know if she'll be back again. And it's driving me insane. And though I try to be your man, it's not easy for me to watch her go. Now I know today is never promised tomorrow. Oh, hey, hey, do we pray me a den cry? Book a shell London with jamming white crap. Brown him so we need me soon soon. Me want me ning kum woo kum a kum a name me crap.
It's so hard to say bye bye.
Been in love so deep. When you think about her, you can't sleep. When you wake up, she's the air you breathe. But now, for some reason, she's got to leave. And you wish there was another way out. And it hurts so bad, like, ouch. Now you have to live without her. And like Michael Bolton, you thinking, how? But your world evolved around her. And ever since the day that you found her, you made her queen of your heart. You made her queen, you crowned her. But now she's got a job offer. Decision making is tougher. You don't wanna be a selfish lover. So you gotta let her go, but she love her.
But in the not to me a church in me. I'm a mitch in Miami, though. Intimidate, okay, I'll mean it to me.
Love those harmonies. That was Bye Bye by Asem featuring high life giant Kwabena Kwabena, taken from Asem's sophomore 2012 album Solid Ground. This is Heather, you're inside Music Time in Africa. And right now, we're all about Ghana. Here with us now is the amazing reggae ruler of Ghana, Raki Dawuni. He joins me now by phone to talk about his hot new single, African Thriller. Hello, Raki.
Hello, Heather. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, it's wonderful to have the opportunity to be on your show. And I'm really very honored to be on today and get the opportunity to speak to you.
Thank you. Likewise. So, African Thriller. Wow. I have to say, the song is amazing and the video is also just phenomenal. I just love this piece.
Thank you.
Tell our listeners about it.
I recorded it in the first place in Ghana, where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so a lot of the tracks were laid in Ghana, and then I brought it to the U.S., you know, did most of the vocals and overdubs. And then later on, I had a very close friend of mine, Jeremy Soul, who's a very, very renowned remixer here, also work on it. So it's a cross-collaboration of various artists within West Africa and American beat makers.
Now, listeners, Rocky's music video to this song, African Thriller, is staged as a dance-off slash boxing match in an authentic boxing ring, with Rocky in the center singing from a drop-down mic and in glorious reggae fashion. And he's flanked by beautiful dancers who take center stage from time to time, alternatively sparring, dancing, flipping, falling. And all of this is exquisitely choreographed and costumed in contemporary West African style. It's gorgeous.
The ring is a metaphor for using the dance floor as a means to foster harmony and unity among not only Africans, but people from all around the world. You know, African Thriller creates an environment to really bring harmony in people. And if you have anything to take out on anybody, just jump into the ring and do a dance off.
Right.
You know? And that's what it's about.
Well,
and maybe that's a model for peace building. You know?
I hear you.
African Thriller. African Thriller, na dance hall ruler. This be musical campaign. We gon' hit you without pain. Some of you got the complaint, but they dance hall keep on moving. So my people no go be long before the weak hand go make strong. Now you know, say nothing be wrong.
Thriller,
This is Rocky Dawuni, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Yeah, Rocky Dawuni. That was African Thriller, the first single from the star's new album, Branches of the Same Tree, which will be released in early 2015 on Kumbancha. Fan mail's coming up next, followed by our funky 1975 oldie that comes from one of our fan requests.
You're inside Music Time in Africa. Check us out on Facebook or blog at blogs.voanews.com/African-music-treasures. Once again, that's blogs.voanews.com/African-music-treasures. You'll find exclusive video, photos, news, and information of your favorite artists, and discover new ones, too. You can say hi to Heather, leave a comment, and request a song or just a shout-out. Artists, send in your music and videos and original songs. Our email address is musictimeafrica@voanews.com.
Okay, it's time for fan mail.
Hello, Gwen.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, how are you?
All right.
What is happening in the fan mail world?
Well, Heather, on our Facebook page, Aminu Muhammad wrote in with this to say, I love the show more than you think. I don't miss it. Every Sunday by 11 a.m. Thanks.
Where's Muhammad from, Gwen?
You know, Heather, I got on his Facebook page to find out, and Muhammad is from Abuja, Nigeria, but he lives in Los Angeles, at least according to his profile.
Nice. So he must be listening to us on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great.
That is. Now, Umar Ali, also from the Facebook fan page, writes this. Hi, Maxie. We love you. Keep doing the good job.
That's nice. Thank you, Ali. I love you, too. And now, where's Ali from?
Shoot, Maxie. You got me on that one. I'm not sure where he's from.
Okay, Gwen. Well, I'm guessing Nigeria, but it's hard to say unless you state your location in your message.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't say where he's from, but that's all right.
Yeah.
You're still happy. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Now an email, which is, by the way, the email address is musictime@voanews.com. We received this nice message. Greetings to you. I really appreciate your music. Thank you so much. Blessings. My name is Bume Cosmas from Sudan, living in DR, Congo.
Nice. Hello, Cosmas. Thank you.
And we also got a music request.
All right. I love requests.
Kindly play us Dancin' Time by the Funkees, says Idris Shuabu Gombe. And he signs it from the ancient city of Kanu, Nigeria, West Africa.
Hey there, Idris. You know, Dancin' Time is one of my favorite African oldies, Gwen.
Oh.
Yes, yeah, seriously. Do you know that song? It's Dancin' Time for Dancers.
No,
I don't. Right, well, it's a classic, so listen.
Okay.
Dancing time for dancers.
Oh, I like this.
Me too. Let's say goodbye now so we can get back to dancing time.
Good idea.
Muhammad Ali, Cosmas, Idris, thanks so much for the email. Gwen, thank you. See you next week. And now,
it's dancing time.
It's dancing time, yeah, yeah. Come on. Let's move together. Brothers, along here. Funky sisters, along here. Let's do it together. Let's move together. The funky dance has got a lot of groove. Let's move together. Now! Come on.
Yes, that was Dancing Time, recorded around 1975 in Nigeria by the Funkees.
This is Heather, and you're inside Music Time. Music Time in Africa.
Okay, well, for this back half of the show, we've got more Ghana in store, plus a Maskandi tune from South Africa, and this Monday Fusion number right here, Djombe, or Personality. It's a song by Guinea-Bissauan artist Kimi Djabate, which celebrates difference. He sings, "Everybody has their own friend, their own partner. Djombe, djombe, dance. Let people be free and do what they feel, each in their own way, because nobody's perfect." That was Kimi Djabate with Djombe, a cut from his gorgeous 2009 album, Karam.
This is Music Time in Africa, your connection to the best Pan-African music. Check us out on Facebook or blog at blogs.voanews.com/African-music-treasures.
Hello, Makako, Makako, Makako!
Hakuna matata, Jambo Africa, hakuna matata.
Hello everybody, this is Japan.
and you're listening to The Voice of America. Thank you for listening.
Hi, everybody. We're in the thick of the best Pan-African music on the planet. Today's featured guest is reggae superstar from Ghana, Rocky Dawuni, whose recent release of the single African Thriller is cause for celebration. He joined me by phone to talk about his single and other things like how he got his big break. Here, he's describing to me that moment when he and his bandmates were starving students, as they say, at the University of Ghana.
So we basically sat in the back room of one of the students, and, you know, he had a toy keyboard. One had, like, a box guitar, and then the drum was a table, you know. So somebody had a tape player, so we had a tape running, and then we recorded a demo of about three songs. The big break came when the one of the first Pan-African music festivals was being held in Ghana at the Trade Fair Center. And we heard about it, but it was kind of too big for us, you know. Mm-hmm. But we had the courage, went on the day of the concert, approached the producer. Luckily, we ran into him at the door. The place was like, I mean, out of control. And we begged him that we were, you know, students banned from campus and all that. And he was keen because he's like, well, I thought university students, you were trying to be doctors. But to be a reggae band and all that, I'm keen. So what are you going to do is that when the show is over, I'll put you guys on stage.
Oh, my gosh.
You know? So
So
we got to play on the stage after the last band finished and everybody was going home. Uh-huh. We jumped on stage and started playing and everybody came back. And really, it really launched us. From there onwards, you know, the word was out.
That's reggae king and dance hall ruler, Rocky Dawuni, talking about his big break years ago when he was a student back in Ghana. And now let's hear one of his earlier mega hits in Ghana.
Time now. I really know now.
Yeah, and that's Rocky Dawuni with In Ghana from his 1998 album, Crusades.
I'm Susanna Wio from Kenya. You're listening to Music Time in Africa with Dr. Maxwell.
Motswako is a Southern African genre of hip-hop. It originated out of Botswana in the mid-1990s and quickly spread to South Africa. Hip-hop Pansula, otherwise known as Double HP, is one of South Africa's biggest voices of Motswako. Here's Futubulo. Girls today are playing football.
Research shows bana bana gana go tswana, and we search those who know the skill sa go nagana, from Jersey to Ghana na to Kapa to Canada. You sell out the border ngwanyana wa tawa pala madi gana na. Well, squash those who think bampalela soon ya olela ke se khaleta bele khalela. I'm dizzy, got 101 honeys waiting to please me. Temper waving his tongue, making this thing look easy. Get cheesy, got demas in chaka zip down and tease me. Sivana ma, now I'm coming in this. Girls are meant to buy me jump. Grab a cab home, call me next up. Me, Max, teach me. From Black Smith, me only. Rock those who know Hilly.
Banana baga, jenu baba pala, uchu bolo. Kele banana baga, jenu baba pala, uchu bolo. Kele baba pala, uchu bolo. Baba pala, uchu bolo. Kele baba pala, uchu bolo. Baba pala, uchu bolo.
I thought that I should come commending your beautiful look. I wasn't going to comment. I'll be honest, Lanta was gonna pass. But then you look like a goddess. I thought I'd come over and ask you for it. Oh, jada le mongwe, pala le mongwe. If no, let's throw. I'll take you home, le home. What a bus for Malatire, Botswana go new. You are hella by the border, yellow batire boe. You fit like OG. Skin looking like no lean. Like Lebo Mashile, that's so queen, you're so clean. Ngaro tapaga kid, he's letting me tell me you only leaving me. Get a man out. Forget about it today. How can it keep in? Leave your things in bags in front. More get in and get in. But I have a tight up. Like Dando said, baby, go when I'm through a break. Oh. Chill. 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 So I take another break, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody, check it out. Bunna. Turn. Out. Out.
Time in Africa. baba bala futu.
Double HP, you rock! This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather, and you just heard Futubolo by South African Motswako artist Hip Hop Pansula. So our deep delve into Ghana today brings us one more classic pop tune that everybody loves, Atompa Djenjen by Bice Osei Kufuor. Here's VOA host again, Peter Clote, to tell us about it.
Atompa Djenjen generally is, to take it at face value, means to wiggle your waist vigorously. Now, but usually in Ghana, people do not say sexual provocative stuff directly. They will always use trees and things like that.
Trees?
You know, trees, ocean,
oh.
You know, regular stuff like the rain to express their feeling without going to, as they say back home, too raw. It's just dancing. He says, now he's grateful that the two main political parties, when they lose power, they will not fight among themselves. So, well, if that is a big loss, now the other big loss is when you lose your lover.
Oh.
It's another big loss. So if you have these unfortunate incidents in your life, well, get up and shake your waist and let's dance. Now, but it means much more than what he's saying. Just wiggle your waist, vigorously dance, and make merry.
Why you think that? 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 Why you think that?
I'll wiggle your waist vigorously. Yes, that's the fabulous Bais Oseku 4 with Atompa Jinje from Ghana. Wow, we just have a few more minutes before we gotta wrap it up. Let's return to reggae superstar Rocky Dawuni. We had a long conversation on the phone, Rocky and I. He's really excited about his forthcoming 2015 album, Branches of the Same Tree, of which this African thriller single is the first released out of the album. And he's excited that his video might do more than entertain.
You are the best in what you do, regardless of the judgment. So you, once you step into the ring, whatever you do is beautiful. So don't be afraid to step into the ring. Trust it and do it with all your heart. And trust that what you're doing is beautiful and great in itself.
Thank you so much, Rocky Dawuni.
Thank you so much. It's a real, real honor to be on your show. And I also want to appeal to all the people who are listening to go out there and find the African Thriller video. It's all about Africa rising and projecting a positive African image. So we want to really spread this energy far and wide.
Well, it's time to say goodbye, Africa. I hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Heather Maxwell. Thanks for joining me. And come back again next week for another edition of Music Time in Africa on Friday at 0900 and Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 2000, and 2100 UTC. Stay safe, stay lovely. Peace.